HMCS Edmonton returned to CFB Esquimalt on Friday after a 2.5-month deployment where the crew helped seize an estimated 755 kilograms of cocaine off the coast of Mexico. The cocaine, which has a street value of about $49.5 million CDN, was found when Edmonton and two U.S. Coast Guard ships intercepted a drug smuggling vessel on April 8. Edmonton left February 13 to take part in Operation Caribe, Canada's contribution to the U.S.-led enhanced counter-narcotics operations under Joint Interagency Task Force South. The Royal Canadian Navy has carried out Operation Caribe since 2006, sending coastal defense vessels like Edmonton and Aurora long-range patrol aircraft to the Caribbean Sea and Eastern Pacific Ocean. Family and friends gathered on Y Jetty to meet the ship on Friday morning. Lieutenant CMDR Tyler Smith, Edmonton's commanding officer, said the crew worked hard to successfully complete the fast-paced and complex effort that ended with finding the drugs. "We were well prepared to step in and contribute Canada's part in Operation Caribe," Smith said. Seven people are now in the custody of the U.S. Department of Justice on suspicion of maritime drug trafficking, while the captured vessel was disposed of at sea because it posed a threat to navigation. Last year, HMCS Yellowknife took part in Operation Caribe and worked with the U.S. Coast Guard to intercept about 800 kilograms of cocaine. A hole was drilled in the intercepted vessel and about 150 kilograms of cocaine was removed before the ship became too unstable to remain afloat, leading to a decision to scuttle it to keep the remaining cocaine from scattering. Canadian ships have worked with the United States to disrupt the flow of close to 4,600 kilograms of drugs in international waters since November 2021, and in the past 15 years the Canadian Armed Forces have been involved on the seizure of 120 tons of cocaine. The efforts have curbed the supply of illicit drugs and disrupted organized crime in South and Central America, the Department of National Defense said. Jay Bell at TimesColonist.com.